that I'm going to present. Get this operational. Maybe. Pushing this button here, right?
Oh, it's already on.
It's on now?
Yes,
sir. Where do you see that?
Oh. There's a button right here, and then just go ahead and hit that.
Upside down, okay. Thank you. There, that's something to feast your eyes on. This all began when I was sitting around on YouTube looking at the latest and greatest telescope called the James Webb Telescope for space. It follows the Hubble telescope that's been there for years, but this one has infrared and is able to see past the dust, stardust and all the other dust in the atmosphere, to see things much more clearly. Now, the reason is I got the idea of unfolding God is because who has seen this before 2022? Who has seen anything like this before 2022 when they deployed this particular telescope, space telescope. Now, so then I got this idea. Let's look at what my lesson title will be. Unfolding God's in the Creator. So when I was a child, it was a moon, it was stars. And now I find out there's much, much more in the awesomeness of space. I mean, it's vast. It's there's no end. If you look at this telescope, you'll just see pictures after pictures after pictures, but that's just the beginning. It's not really something that it's going to go away. It's going to be there forever. And I just wanted to talk about how God was involved in this adventure and an adventure. So here's just a background here to say this is where these photos came from. And I saw the first image that came across in July 2022. Think about light years. Well, that's so vast, too. You can't really think about light years. You know, it's trillions of miles out there. But here we are on Earth, and what we're thinking about is what we as Earthlings can get from our scientists who have researched. And well, there was Galileo in the 1600s. Galileo had a little telescope like that, and he saw things in that telescope, and he's kind of the beginning of astronomy. But now, after so many years away from Galileo, we are now looking into space, far beyond. It's actually part of God's creation. This is not the only picture, but I just wanted to give us a minute to think about it. If you have a 4K, 8K television, it's such clarity there. Think about how you would feel to be able to be in that and look out there like the telescope is seeing now. We talk about God's creation, but this is it right here. So my objective is to show the wonders of the Creator and to stimulate a belief in an almighty God and what he has made. Now you say, well, I already believe it. That's fine. But there are some people in the world that you can tell this to who will say, I don't believe there's a God. No, I don't think so. Well, let's look at what he has made. Atheists can be quite short-sighted in thinking God does not exist. But here's some more. It's just incredible stuff. If you have a high resolution monitor, then you can see some details that you can't see here. But far, far, far away is this. And people say, is there a God? And everyone knows this scripture in Romans 1:20. It says there is a God. And how do you know? Well, just look what he made. Just look around you and see what he's made. Now we can look farther out in space and know what he's made. Here's the scripture. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature has been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made. So people are without excuse for believing in God, for understanding how he has developed his word, his scriptures. All those things are so important. If you can't see that, I made it larger. So, so we have the Trinity. We have God the Father, the God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. See, the importance of this is in creation as well, as you know. And this scripture was read tonight, which we'll look at it again. It has some merit to it, doesn't it? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word, which I believe is Jesus, was God. He was God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and life was the light of all mankind. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So that's the beauty right here is looking at these images and then realizing they're part of the Bible, their understanding of creation. Let's go back to Exodus 13, back in the Bible. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come into the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, they shall say to you, what's his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am. So that's a very important idea, isn't it? In the fact that he said it that way, and he's a part of that creation process. So we'll look at some more pictures and some names God has put on himself, and I am Jehovah Elohim, Yahweh, Jesus Christ, Ancient of Days, Alpha, Omega. This is bigger than us. All this is so much bigger than we, and so much over our heads, we cannot understand how vast, awesome God is. It excited me when I first saw these pictures and thinking that, really, someone put a telescope far beyond the Hubble and far beyond and in space? It's every day, every hour perhaps, images are coming out from the universe to show that God created this. And how do you explain it to people who said, no, I think it probably just happened. It just, I got to give you an idea. It just happened somehow that God wasn't involved. It just happened that it evolved. Okay, evolved. He says, I am. And he keeps saying it over and over again. So I said, a picture's worth 1,000 words. You're probably having a lot of thoughts in your mind about what God has said over the time you've been a Christian in the Bible and how important those scriptures are. Now, some of the principles that apply here, we're going to get out of space. And in some ways, we're going to talk about Genesis. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. And in the fourth day, he did a lot of stuff in Genesis. So the sun and the moon we're familiar with and always have been. But we're going to try to explain why it's so important in their relationship. Do you know where we get our seasons? And do you know how we are avoiding and how we are protected from elements. He also made the stars. That's a big thing, you know. There are more stars than there are sand pebbles throughout the world. And more than that, there are massive amounts of stars. So looking deep into space, we think about God and his creation. This is just one PowerPoint slide about God and his creation. I had a lot more, and I couldn't put it all in there. But we'll start with the astronomy and start with space and look at this. This scripture keeps coming up because it's important. The invisible qualities, eternal power, divine nature, have been clearly seen. Well, we haven't seen this before, but now we do. We have it. People today can see what God had all along, what God saw all along and created all along. So, you know, talking to atheists or people who have no concept or belief in God, they're going to have trouble understanding the vastness that I'm presenting here. So in Isaiah 13:10, he mentions the sun, he mentions the moon. But what I'm going to say here is how these things are put together in the terms of physics, in the terms of science and astronomy. The gravitational influence of the moon, the exact composition of the atmospheric gases, the atypical behavior of water when it freezes, ice, the atmosphere mantle of protection, which is very important, the exact inclination of the Earth upon the plane of its orbit, giving the seasons, the exact distance of hundreds of other peculiar and necessary factors come in together to make possible life possible on Earth. And from this, it is mandatory to conclude that the special mention of the Earth in Isaiah in this verse indicates the special creation of that essential environment without which life would be impossible, as in the case apparently everywhere else in the starry universe. I got this from James Burton Kaufman commentary. But the idea is right there with everybody else when it comes to the importance of God created such a balanced earth. And some explanations. People have false explanations of the existence of God, don't they? You've heard them. The universe does not exist, but it's an illusion. Well, that's something. Illusion, really? What's all that I'm looking at? The universe came out of nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If you don't have something, you don't have nothing at all. That's a song. Okay. The universe has existed eternally. The universe was created by... this is the correct answer, by eternal creator. Solomon noted that when God created the universe, he used wisdom. That is, the universe and the earth were planned, big word, buzzword, planned, rather than just thrown together in haste. So, Proverbs 8:27 says, I was there when he set the heavens in place. Isaiah 45:18. He who created the heavens, he is God. He who fashioned and made the earth, he founded it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. That's where we are today. He says, I am the Lord, and there is no other. Everybody knows about the ozone layer. It's deteriorating. Anyway, there's more to that. I was there when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundaries, so the waters would not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was constantly at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world, and delighting in mankind. You've heard of meteors coming down, trying to destroy our earth. God put some protections in, didn't he? Without the atmosphere, there'd be no life on earth. Without the atmosphere, it provides protection against meteors. And Meteorites. Most meteors are small, will burn up when they pass through the Earth's atmosphere. God did all this. And that Earth-Sun relationship, the reasons for our season, and that's important. The ozone layer is a section of the Earth's atmosphere that acts as a barrier between Earth and ultraviolet radiation. The ozone layer protects the Earth from too much radiation by both absorbing and reflecting harmful ultraviolet rays. Wonder why you get skin cancer? Okay. So the precision of the Earth, of the universe, that's very important. Everybody thinks they know everything about the Earth, but you don't stop to think about it going 1,000 miles an hour, around and around. If it were 100 miles instead, the days and nights would be 10 times as long. The result would be the burning up of all vegetation in each long day and the freezing of each surviving sprout plant each long night. Just the right angle. God did that. A picture is worth 1,000 words. Here's some more. It's just vastness, I know, and it's clear on this monitor, but here's some more from Job. Job 38:33. Do you know the laws of heaven, of the heavens? Can you set up God's dominion over the earth? So the universe exists, but what caused it? Scientists have their ideas, and they're wrong. Hebrews 1:10-12. He also says, in the beginning, the Lord, your Lord, you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will wear out like a garment. You will roll them up like a robe, like a garment. They will be changed, but you remain the same, and your years will never end. Think about heaven. So the precise laws that govern in the universe are orderly and reliable. The existence of a great engineer who planned the universe is the only logical explanation for the preciseness, precise and consistent laws that govern the universe. Precise, if you think about it. Tim probably knows already, he's fine. Preciseness, so more pictures. Beautiful ideas. If you were trying to look at God and meditate and be inspired, it's easy. Some things are certain in our lives, right? How about our clocks, 24 hours, right? That's certain. Rotation of the earth, we already know is certain. Gravity, that's one. Gravity remains the same, and the average person does not probably give much account of the gravity, much thought to it, even though it affects nearly every aspect of our lives. How far can you jump up in the air? Maybe a foot. On the moon, it's a lot farther away because less gravity. Mathematical equation, this is Sierra, they remain the same. They remain the same. Equations, let's talk to a mathematician. Where'd he go? Okay, they remain the same. Math is something that is certain. A cup of hot beverage will cool down. You get your coffee, set it on the table, and you forget about it for a second. It's cold, cool. That's just a certain. It's certainly going to happen. And the Earth will rotate in 24 hours, as I said. And why nature is a mathematical mystery is still one of the questions out there. Why is nature a mathematical mystery? The conclusion is the existence of a great designer who planned the universe is the only logical explanation. I like that one, obviously. A wise designer. No doubt you've read that so many times, but that's certainly something to consider. Tonight, we just wanted to bring out the importance of what is up there, what is in the universe, and we're not seeing because we're so, antsize. We're so small in this vastness. I can't even say an ant molecule or something. There is a God, and his words are true. Everyone here agrees with, I believe. There is a God, and his words are true. That's 15 minutes, okay. So here's one thought for in the spiritual realm. Without God, everyone is wrong. Why do I say that? Because morality, that is right and wrong, ethics, founding documents of this country, all have this in here, the scriptures. God-given virtues. There's no value in selflessness. There's no value in sacrifice. If you thought it was good, they're saying, without God, what does it matter? Valor, goodness, why? Why bother? I think we're seeing some of that in our world today. You know, it's like we're going to destroy everything, and we don't have any of those virtues you're talking about. Human rights. Everyone can think of human rights issues, fairness, kindness, without God, special value of people and human life. We see less respect today than ever before, respect for on all grounds, and so that's sad, but we have to bring these back. We have to teach them again. And sermons involving that are important. We need to teach respect. We need to teach people, especially our families, the growing up time's the best time to get these inculcated values in the children. When you get some older people, then, you know, they've got their ideas already made up, but this is where we need to think about our families and putting those values in our families. So, tonight, we know how God has explained it in the Bible, what we should do. It certainly involves many things, but we want to be dead to sin. We want to be alive in Christ. Romans 6, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. That's where we are right here, getting you to try to understand the importance of that if you don't. How can we live in sin any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? We are therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may have new life. This is what it is, people changing their lives and becoming followers. So a couple more slides here. Tonight I'd like to conclude my remarks with my objectives I started with, which were believing in the Almighty God. That's number one right there. If you don't think God exists, we're not going too far with you. But if you believe in my Almighty God and you're taking what has been seen in the universe that I'm showing tonight, and it's available to a lot of people, through the eyes of a space telescope, you really think that this spectacle of a universe really happened by chance? Come, let us be reasonable. Give God some thought and believe in him as a first step. Make God a part of your lifestyle, your worldview tonight as we stand and sing.